Good morning, it's 7:55 in the AM. You're listening to Ben and Josh on The Morning After.
And you are also listening to Zach and Adam, respectively from Castles and Lucky Pig. Thank you so much for coming into the studio today.
Thanks, fellas.
Kia ora, thank you very much. We've come to talk about the Banks Peninsula Festival.
Damn right.
Indeed.
Yes.
Rip the band-aid off. how are you guys going this morning, first of all?
Yeah, we'll start friendly, you know.
Yeah, not too bad, you know.
That's good.
Got up on time. Had some coffee already.
That's all the important stuff.
Yes, yeah. Fantastic.
Fantastic. Before we get into the Banks Peninsula Food Festival, which we will very soon. Do you guys want to tell us a little bit, just respectively, about Castles Brewery and about Lucky Pig? Just a bit of a background, I suppose.
Sure. I'll go first if that's all right, Adam.
Please, Castles. You've got naming rights for this festival, actually, mate. So I defer to you with great respect.
Well, we're one of the, you know, we're a Christchurch brewery. We started round about 2009. Done a bit of growing over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Opened our brew pub maybe 3-4 months after the earthquake. And now we're kind of get to be involved with all these wonderful summer events, one of which is the Banks Peninsula Festival.
Beautiful.
Over to you, Lucky.
Yeah, I'm a much smaller operator. I've just got a tiny ready-to-eat food business. We do dry-cured streaky bacon buddies.
Ooh,
and West Coast whitebait sandwiches.
Oh.
The bacon buddies is a family tradition. Every Sunday as a child, it was Dad's time to cook. My grandparents are Northern English. My grandfather's from the West Coast, so I've just sort of fused those.
Yeah.
And that happened by accident, really. I ran out of all work at the time of the earthquakes, and I had to do something.
Yeah.
So I rode on Zach's stall at a market, and then sort of became my own little entity from there. But definitely very interested. There's a lot of great food at this festival. There's a lot of really, really top-notch local chefs who are going to be there with their offerings.
Yeah.
It's going to be delicious. There's a lot of very good wine.
Mm.
Very good food, and the setting's fantastic, isn't it? You've actually stayed out there with your family, haven't you, at Autumn Bradley Farm Park?
Yeah, we think people coming along and eating and drinking would be a good thing to do. And listen to music.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, you can't go wrong eating, drinking, music.
Festival.
Yeah. The big three. Indeed, yes, we are here talking about Castles Banks Peninsula Festival 2021.
That's those naming rights.
That is on Saturday, the 20th of February.
Yes.
How did it all begin, basically? What is the conception story?
Of the festival?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we're obviously, it would be great if Emma was here because she is the creator or, you know, one of them.
We're mates with a lady called Emma Szymanski.
Mm.
Whose festival it is. You guys might know who you're
saying. Love
yes.
her.
Yes.
She's a DJ. She's got a massive love of rock and roll and a massive love of food. That's her background. I used to date his sister a long time ago. That didn't work out. She's now living in the American Bible Belt. She's been happily married for a long time.
I say let's just move on from that. Okay, I want to hear more about this.
But she's very passionate, and so last year she paired up with some people and got this festival off the ground.
Yeah.
It's sort of an underutilized space for events, the Autumn Bradley Farm Park, and the organisers are wanting to expand that.
Yeah. I mean, festivals are. We've both been involved with a few, but I've seen a few grow in my time with our brewery. Obviously, there's Nostalgia, it's been wonderful. It is wonderful.
Yeah.
But festivals always take a little while to grow and to gather the following they need to become commercially viable.
Yeah.
Last year was the first for this one, and it went really well. There's always that thing where festivals are working themselves out and, you know, speaking to their crowd and all that, like anything else. But I think this one's got, you know, it's got everything I would need to be wanting to go to it.
Definitely.
Or have my business involved, etc.
For sure. Speaking of the festival, what is it, I guess, about Banks Peninsula Festival in particular that makes it, I guess, such a special event? You know, there's lots of festivals around this time. I know when I was looking through the page, I was like, oh, this really has a uniqueness to it, you know?
Well, I guess that's, you know, Emma's quite a fan of Banks Peninsula.
Yeah.
She lives there and she wants to promote Banks Peninsula food and drinks. So, I think that's the main angle there. But obviously, the location of the event is truly magical.
Yeah.
So, pretty hard to match that or compare that or beat that.
Yeah,
beautiful, definitely. Big, you know, long established trees. Mm. It's sun drenched. It's on the sunny side of the peninsula, which is an advantage.
How good.
Yeah.
Nice. And obviously you guys are there, but there's plenty of other musical acts, food lineups, etc. Yeah. Do you guys want to tell us a little bit about some of the other things that people can see at the festival?
We're not taking too long.
No, you're fine.
Love okay. you, because we're pretty happy to stay all day.
So there's... This is what I know so far. There's Greystone Winery, yep. Castles Brewing Company, Peninsula Gin, so a beautiful gin that is distilled in Banks Peninsula, ooh. 27 Steps, the Vagabond Chefs, Momo House, Peter Pitt, Indo Tempeh. I ooh, think they've won awards nice. For their tempeh.
Yeah.
Fritz's Wieners, sort of lovely handcrafted candy.
Yeah.
Anna makes her cakes.
Oh, yes.
Cakes by Anna.
There's crepes. There's Healthy Ice Cream, Littleton Coffee Company are going to be serving this outstanding coffee. Lucky Pig's going to be there. That's my little business. Richard Till, he's marvellous, isn't he?
He is.
He's a very, very good showman.
He has a giant paella making machine.
He may well. Wow. Sherpa Kai's there.
Yep.
Authentic Nepalese food. I assume Homocena is doing some sort of hummus.
I guess so.
I think that's a fair guess.
Yes,
there.
Good call. Good call. Al Quincho, they're in the Riverside Market. They're the
yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep.
Bomba, Akaroa Salmon, Maori Kombucha, and Little Hungary. That's the,
how good. That's the fantastic.
Yeah.
Cool. Well,
that's the grub. That's
yeah,
the grub.
That's the grub. So
it's quite a wide selection.
How good.
There's still a fantastic selection of musical artists, which yes. we're going to be playing some fantastic tunes of as the show progresses. So yes. do stay tuned for that as well.
Definitely. Any final words you guys have on the festival? Where can people go to get their tickets? That's probably a good one to get out there.
Good question. Good question.
Event Finder.
Perfect.
Yep.
Cool.
Just log in, Castles Banks Peninsula Festival, or just Banks Peninsula Festival, and it'll come up.
Yep.
Yeah, that's Saturday, 20th of February. It's a day festival, so you can cruise beautiful. Out there. There's also transport from the tannery in Woolston for $15. You can book a ticket and you go all the way from the tannery across the Diamond Harbour Ferry, or maybe it goes around the bays, actually. Not sure.
Yeah.
But there is transport
cool.
to the event
how
and
good.
From the event for people that want to get liquored, which I imagine there is a few of you out there.
Indeed.
Let's get
Couldn't be me. Couldn't be
no,
me.
It could never. Adam and Zach, thank you so much for coming into the studio today. Castles Banks Peninsula Festival, you should totally head there. Saturday, 20th of February, 2021. And we'll be hearing from all of the artists as the show progresses. Greece is indeed. Thank
definitely.
You so much for coming into the studio this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
I know you're going to cut us off, and rightly so, but is it worth just ripping through the musical lineup?
Let's do it.
Go ahead. Yep. Go
okay, so we've got the Butlers. They're totally awesome.
Mm, they are.
Mousy, fabulous. Delaney Davidson with his alt folk noir.
Yeah.
Kimono. I actually haven't heard Kimono. Sorry, guys.
They're good. I have.
You'll have to stay tuned to the show.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
We would classify that as young folks' music.
Dolphin Friendly, Deepwater Creek, Pieces of Molly, Vaults, Candace French, and Violet French. Candace Milner, sorry, and Violet French and The Horrible.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes.
How good. What a lineup.
Yeah.
This first one right here is by Delaney Davidson, and right after that we'll play a Butler song. How good. So good.